I'm back in my studio for the first time in a few weeks, and I've just poured myself a large mug of English breakfast tea to hopefully help keep the chill at bay under the heat to warm things up just a little bit out here. Hello, I'm Michael Nobbs from sustainablycreative.net, and I'm here with my 63rd Audioboo micro podcast. Yes, this is my first visit to my studio in a few weeks, and I've not really been here since I put the finishing touches to my new book, which I launched to a small group of readers just over a week ago. I tried very, very hard to take plenty of my own advice and finish the book in a sustainable way as possible, but I still managed to end up exhausting myself, and I'm in the middle at the moment of a bit of an ME crash, sadly. And amongst some of the nastier symptoms of this particular crash has been the resurgence of the eczema that I get sometimes on my hand. And over the last week or so, it's managed to spread to my lips, which has meant eating has been rather difficult, and I've had to avoid some of the little comforts that often get me through crashes like this, chocolate particularly, and cake. Instead, I've been getting my comfort from reading a lot, which probably isn't a bad thing. I'm sure my waistline says thank you. But anyway, hopefully, well, things are definitely improving a little bit. I'm planning on baking a cake to celebrate any day now, so things will be back to normal, I hope, soon. But what this episode has taught me, reminded me at any rate, is how important patience is to the creative process, particularly, I suppose, particularly if we're low on energy. It's not always easy to be patient, of course, and I'm nowhere near as good as it as I'd like to be. But particularly when things are bad, I think it's very, very important to keep our eyes on the prize, even if it can seem that prize is a very, very long way off. Patience helps because it might mean whilst things not much happens today with our important work in the long run, over the long term, stuff really does get done. One of the books that I read, one of the books that's really actually been a big help to me actually through this, is a book by Sam Sperling of thesimplerlife.net. The book's called Living the Simpler Life. I've not finished it yet, but I'd certainly recommend it based on what I've read so far to anyone wanting to simplify things and make the journey through life just a little lighter and a little easier. I mean, light and easy is definitely a plus if you suffer from limited energy. And Sam has a whole section in the book devoted to cultivating patience, and I read and reread it numerous times over the last few days. He's got a number of suggestions for how to practice being patient, but one in particular I like is that he suggests trying an experiment of removing clocks and watches from your immediate vicinity and suggests measuring your day by energy, the work you do, and sunlight instead of time, might surprise you, might make you realise actually just how much of a spectre a ticking clock is, and how much it makes you impatient. So that's something I'm trying at the moment. If you fancy reading Sam's ebook, you can find more details at tinyurl.com/thesimplerlife, and the simpler life is all one word. Yes, I think it's definitely worth taking a look. It's been quite a help to me recently. So while I'm hopefully continuing to recover from my ME crash, I'm planning a very simple month. I'm practicing, practicing being patient with myself and the limits that I seem to have at the moment. I'm going to take some gentle exercise when I can, and I'm going to do a little work when inspiration moves me. I'm going to trust that these little bits of work will, I suppose, over time, mean I get stuff done, and hopefully it'll make enjoying the journey a little bit easier on the way, even if I'm not feeling too great physically. Well, I think it's time for breakfast here, and I hope you have a good day. If you'd like to find out more about a new book, which will be great, you can go to www.sustainablecreativity.info, and of course you can always read my blog at www.sustainablecreative.net. And you can also follow me on Twitter, of course. I'm Michael Nobbs on Twitter. Thanks for listening. I'll be back with more soon. Have a good day. Take care. Bye-bye.